Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. This first one is a lifelong commitment. And before the break, we were talking about deciding ahead of time before it gets hard that you're not going to quit and not making hasty decisions when you're either running uphill, you know, going through a hard time or not yet recovered from a difficult time.
We have to start with that mindset. That's I think the foundation of our commitment is we've cut every other option that would compete against this decision to stay in a marriage. And that's why there's a mindset that love truly is a decision. I've decided that I've chosen to love my wife Erin and stay with her for a lifetime, and there are no other options. Divorce isn't an option, and so this doesn't eliminate problems. It's not that every moment of our marriage is bliss. Just get her on the phone right now.
We
may have had a conflict
days.
Last night. I'm not saying we did for sure. I'm just saying we might have.
I got to text her.
You know, as a matter of fact, I remember a mentor of mine, Dr. John Trent, who you've had on your show many times. I knew him in college and asked him, could I take you out to lunch? And I was thinking about Erin. Did I want to spend a lifetime with her? This is when we were dating. And I just said, John, how do you know? Like, well, how do you know this is the one? I'll never forget what he said. He said, basically, don't marry someone that you can live with. He said, Greg, honestly, there are dozens and dozens and dozens, hundreds of girls out there that you really could create a life with. That's not the issue. We can live with anyone, really. He said, marry someone that you don't want to live without. Notice the word don't want. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, so marry someone that you can't live without. Now, I hate that because I need God. You know, so it's not I can't live without her, kind of that sappy, dependent kind of
completely,
exactly. But it's that choice that I don't want to live without her. And that was the deciding factor. As I really prayed, as I really thought about Erin, I went, you know what? When I think out 50 years, it's painful to me to picture her not being in that rocking chair next to me on some cool porch or by the beach or whatever. And that was really, that's the decision part. That's the choice. That's who I chose. And therefore, God gave me that choice and I made it, and I've now eliminated every other option.
You know what's so amazing about that too? And so I've always said this, appreciate so much yours and Erin's honesty just about your journey because it helps us all learn from it. But you know, you two are so connected that you're an entity. I don't see you apart from her. I don't see her apart from you as far as, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God has made you one. And I think that's so beautiful when you get through the highs and the lows together. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.